Soul, listeners, this is your trusty host, Jeffrey Crumplebottom, welcoming you back to another thrilling episode of the Simsville Podcast. Gather round, ghouls and boys, as we dive into the latest and greatest happenings from the charming community of Simsville and the greater Sim Nation. What a spine-tingling show we have for you today. On this splendid fall day, the sun shines bright without a cloud in the sky, casting a warm glow over the picturesque Gothic Quarter. Picture this, a dedicated crew working diligently to set up an outdoor theater in the mystifying old cemetery. A truly enchanting locale, if there ever was one. As you may have heard, the beloved Goth senior family had taken ownership of this delightful spot before Gunther's passing. Replete with a quaint curio shop, an inviting boba tea shop, a well-stocked library, and of course, the historic cemetery itself. Excitement is in the air, folks, as preparations commence for the grand unveiling of this outdoor movie theater. I am positively bubbling to announce that as the sun sets and darkness surrounds us tonight, we'll be treated to a thrilling marathon screening of the hair-raising Moonlight Massacre franchise. And guess who'll be hosting this festive night of fright? None other than our local celebrity and cherished scream queen, Bella Goth. You won't want to miss this unforgettable evening under the twinkling starlit sky. As Halloween draws near, let's not forget about the importance of safety while our little ones embark on their trick-or-treating escapades. Land Grab Industries and all of its wonderful subsidiaries have asked me to share a few essential tips to ensure a safe and fun-filled evening for all. First and foremost, since much of the trick-or-treating occurs at night, visibility is key. Outfit your little ghosts and goblins with reflective tape on their costumes and arm them with glow sticks and flashing lights. This not only helps ensure that they're visible to passing cars, but also gives an extra dash of festive flair to their attire. Next, why not join in on the witching hour fun by donning a costume of your own? While it may be tempting to let the kiddos roam the neighborhood solo, sticking by their side is the safer choice. Adults possess a sharpened sense of awareness when it comes to traffic and potential dangers, especially in Halloween night when distractions lurk around every corner. From delicious decorations to fellow trick-or-treaters bursting with excitement, don't forget to remind your little ones that safety should always trump the thrill of collecting candy. Additionally, let's instill in our children the importance of approaching homes with caution. Teach them to avoid knocking on doors where the lights are off and never venture inside a stranger's abode. While it might seem delightful to ring every doorbell in sight, it can lead to perilous predicaments. And lastly, make sure your little trick-or-treaters are well prepared with a discussion about traffic safety and a clear plan before you let them loose. A designated route to follow, a meeting place in case they get separated, and instructions to cross streets only at crosswalks will go a long way. If you won't be accompanying them, consider handing them long-range walkie-talkies, a splendid precaution to keep you connected throughout the night, adding an extra layer of security and reassurance for both you and your little night owls. By following these spirited safety tips, you can help craft a memorable and enchanting Halloween experience while ensuring everyone stays safe. So gather your creatures of the night and gear up for a spooky evening filled with laughter and tasty treats. And now, dear listeners, it's time for a quick commercial break. Don't wander too far. When we return from this brief word from our sponsors, we'll dive into an exciting listener letter. So keep those ears perked up and don't go anywhere.
Stop right there. Are you tired of the never-ending chores around the house? Well, has Shiny Things Inc. got a solution for you? Introducing the Marvelous Servo, your very own experimental home robot. Imagine it now. No more cleaning, cooking, or gardening. Can you believe it? Servo does it all. Self-powered, self-guiding, and self-cleaning. This little wonder is here to make your life a breeze. So why not focus on what truly matters? Let Servo handle the dirty work while you enjoy your day. Get ready to embrace the future of home living with Servo, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Shiny Things Inc., where dreams come true.
Welcome back, listeners. We've got a listener letter this week coming all the way from Strangerville, and the subject reads, "Am I a fool for falling for the chef who catered my husband's funeral?" Wowzers! I haven't even gotten into the meat of the letter, and I'm already scandalized by the subject. Well, let's dig in and see what Miss Hazel Dente has to say for herself.
Dear Jeffrey, as your listeners might know, my beloved husband, Dennis Phillips, passed away over a month ago. We held a beautiful funeral a few weeks back. It was really touching. Lots of locals and people from the conservationist community came out to honor him. The mayor even gave a heartfelt speech that I know Dennis would have appreciated. But here's where things get a little complicated. During the entire service, I kept feeling like someone was watching me. And when I looked over, I caught the chef, Gordon Soupy, who I had hired for the catering, eyeing me from the buffet table. I'll admit, he's a very attractive guy. Tall, with a thick, manly beard. Before I knew it, I walked over to him. Fast forward a few weeks and Gordon and I are actually seeing each other. So, now I'm left questioning whether I'm being ridiculous for developing feelings for the chef who catered my husband's funeral. I think Dennis would have wanted me to move on and find love again, but am I being silly? What do you think? I'm very conflicted.
Oh my. What a complex situation indeed. Now, I must remind you all that I'm not a trained expert, but rather a humble host sharing my observations. Hazel's predicament is certainly sensitive, as she's contemplating a new relationship just weeks after losing her husband. However, we must consider the context. Her marriage to Mr. Phillips was relatively brief, and these details matter. So, dear Hazel, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your feelings for Mr. Soupy. Is it love that you found, or are you seeking to fill a void left by your husband? While it's natural for friends and family to have strong opinions, remember that this is your journey, not theirs. And here's a thought. Regardless of where this relationship leads, it might be beneficial to seek out grief counseling. It can serve as a supportive hand as you navigate this emotional terrain. Hope this helps. When we return, we'll dive into the ever-fascinating world of video games. So don't you dare touch that dial. There's plenty more ahead. Hello there, friends. It's me, your old pal, Sunny the Tragic Clown. Today, I invite you to embark on a delightful imaginative adventure. So go ahead and close your eyes, no matter where you're listening to me. Welcome to Clown Burger. The freckled-faced teenager says behind the counter as you enter your local Clown Burger. The aroma of grilled burgers greet you as you approach the counter and place your order. It's a place that used to be filled with warmth and laughter, but now, your tray of food in hand, as you take a seat, you feel a weight of silence at the table. As you take a bite of your Clown Burger, you can't help think, that's a good burger. At Clown Burger, the burgers are not just any burgers. They're piled high with generous portions of savory meat and a symphony of your favorite toppings. Crispy lettuce, ripe tomatoes, gooey cheese, and tangy pickles, creating a flavor explosion that dances on your palate. You reach over with a napkin to gently wipe some of that hot, juicy grease and colorful ketchup off of Junior's chin, only to realize he's not really there. A ghost of the past, a figment of your imagination. No, even a flavor explosion can't mask the heaviness that sometimes surrounds us. Here at Clown Burger, the food echoes the dinners Grandma used to prepare. Lovingly made, every bite a reminder of simpler times. Each meal here is a small comfort in our busy world where moments slip through our fingers. Oh, let me lend a hand and help you wipe that mustard off your chin. It seems I'm right here at the table with you, sharing in your loneliness. But you're not paying attention to me. Why aren't you looking at me? As you finish your meal, remember to pick up your complimentary mail-in voucher for a painting of me, the Tragic Clown. A keepsake of our time together. Fill it out and take it to the post office as you strive to hold on to the memories. Clown Burger is a subsidiary of Land Grab Industries. Welcome back, gamers. I'm excited to jump into this next segment of our podcast where we celebrate one of the most beloved life simulation games of all time, The Sims. This week, we're taking a deep dive into the fifth stuff pack for The Sims 4 movie Hangout Stuff, which captures the essence of a classic film night, allowing users to design picturesque social gatherings right in their virtual backyards. Picture it, your Sims in their cozy suburban homes, gathering friends and family for delightful evenings under the stars, enjoying the magic of cinema. The highlight of this pack is undoubtedly the outdoor movie screen, a marvelous contraption that serves as the centerpiece for your Sims cinematic gatherings. Imagine hosting a neighborhood soiree where everyone lounges on plush beanbags and picnic tables, all while munching on freshly made popcorn from the charming new popcorn machine. It's a perfect way to create a lively community atmosphere. This pack also introduces an array of decorative items that invoke a delightful mid-century vibe. From retro furniture to unique lighting options that set the scene just right. This elegant decor invites players to let their creativity flourish, crafting cozy and inviting spaces that feels just like a trip to the local drive-in theater. But that's not all. It's more than just decor. Movie Hangout Stuff provides engaging new activities for your Sims. They can engage in delightful conversations about their favorite films or prepare snacks together, fostering camaraderie that brings a sense of warmth and fellowship to every gathering. The atmosphere created by the new lighting adds a magical touch reminiscent of the golden age of cinema. In conclusion, the Movie Hangout Stuff Pack for The Sims 4 is a splendid addition that enhances the game's charm by transporting players to a nostalgic cinematic world. If you seek a joyous way to add a bit of flair to your Sims' lives, look no further. This pack encapsulates the spirit of togetherness and fun, reminding us of the golden days of Hollywood. So grab your loved ones, dim the lights, and prepare for an unforgettable evening filled with laughter and cinematic wonder. With Movie Hangout Stuff, your Sims will surely have a blockbuster good time. Stay tuned, listeners, because when we come back, I'll be live at the grand opening of the outdoor theater in the Gothic Quarter Cemetery.
Uh-oh, what's that ominous sound, you ask? It could be little Ed's beloved pet hamster on the brink of an unexpected rendezvous with a Grim Reaper. But hold on, folks. Little Ed isn't quite ready to say goodbye just yet. Thanks to the brilliant minds over at Shiny Things Labs, there's an amazing, groundbreaking formula designed to keep your furry friends thriving long past your own expiration date. So why wait? Hurry on down to your neighborhood veterinarian today and ask for Shiny Things Labs' sensational anti-aging treats for those little dear rodents. Give your little pals a gift of longevity and vitality, because every moment with them is a treasure. Don't let time slip away. Act now before it's too late.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm coming to you live from the picturesque cemetery in Simsville's Gothic Quarter. What a delightful venue we have here. The outdoor theater has been set up, and I have to say, you can feel the excitement as we dive into the spine-tingling Moonlight Massacre Marathon. I'm thrilled to share with you that standing here with me tonight is none other than everyone's beloved Scream Queen, Bella Goth, who is graciously hosting this thrilling evening of horror. Thank you ever so much for joining us, Bella. Now, dear listeners, let me set the scene for you. Bella appears absolutely radiant, but there's no denying she's quite pregnant indeed. Why, it looks as though she might pop at any moment, folks. Bella, if I might ask, just how far along are you? Your third trimester, you say? My goodness, I can scarcely believe that you've chosen to join us for this evening of chills and thrills. You're certainly a trooper, and your spirit only adds to the captivating atmosphere of this event. Now, Bella, as horror fans know, you were the final girl in the first and second Moonlight Massacre films, but for those who aren't familiar, how did you get into the business? That's fascinating. So, was it always a dream for you to do horror? And what was your favorite part about being in those films? Well, that's inspiring. It sounds like a great experience overall. Now, in the third film, your character only appears briefly in a photo as it focuses on your character's daughter, who is now in high school and going on a camping trip with her friends. We're eager to know if there's any updates about the fourth installment and whether you'll be a part of it. Well, you heard it here, folks. Be sure to check her social media for news in the near future. Oh dear. Bella, it appears your water just broke. Well, folks, that wraps up today's episode. It seems we've had an unexpected turn of events. We need to prioritize Bella's safety and get her the medical attention she needs. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to join us next month for an exciting update. And let's hope that there's a doctor in the house. Is there a doctor in the house? Until next time, take care and stay safe. You've been listening to another chapter of Simsville, an unofficial fan-made audio drama inspired by The Sims. We are not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Electronic Arts or Maxis. This episode may include short audio segments from the games used strictly for artistic and transformative purposes under fair use. All names, voices, and audio assets remain the property of their respective copyright holders. Featuring the talents of Jeffrey Woods as Jeffrey Crumblebottom, Raymond Leslie as the voice of Landgrab Industries, who totally assured us that this message is not an ad, and Sonny the Tragic Clown, who voiced himself. Be sure to check out Raymond Leslie at Ray the Unusual on most social media platforms. If you enjoyed your stay in Simsville, please rate, review, follow, and share the show. Your support keeps the town running and keeps Jeffrey's needs bars from dipping dangerously into the red.